Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to more Checkpoint on Campus, your voice for college esports. I am back and joined this time not only by Jacob Brothers, but also one of our newest team members, Andrew Stevenson, is joining us. Andrew, first of all, welcome to the show and welcome to the team.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get into this and, you know, get into this collegiate college league and see what's going on.
Absolutely. And you guys know we love us some college COD. It's something that has been really taking the college world by storm. A lot of great streams, a lot of great matches. And let's first discuss these power rankings, right? Because the new power rankings have come out, and full disclosure, we do vote on the power rankings. This is not something that I just want to throw out there that's completely in a vacuum. We do have a vote on this. So this is partially also influenced by Checkpoint. But I do want to say this. The power rankings are out, and as of right now, the first and best team in all of College COD is not even from America. Word to Ottawa Gold and Ottawa Black coming in at 1 and 2 on this power ranking. Andrew, what has been making Ottawa stand out like this?
From what I looked at, Ottawa, they had three matches, at least Ottawa Gold that I've been looking at. They have had three matches in a row, and they have swept all teams. So starting out hot, having that confidence under your belt, and maybe, as you said, not coming from America. As you said, we cross over to Canada. We cross over all over the world. I think they have something to fight for, and they want to make a name for themselves. And basically going in and not losing any matches and sweeping all of their teams against, you know, Hardpoint, Search and Destroy, and In Control definitely proves that they have some versatility on their end and can, you know, attack all points of the game in all aspects there.
Yeah, and you know, looking at, you know, some of their results, I mean, especially when you look at Hardpoint, which is a game style that is easy for a weaker team to perform well in because you got a lot of respawns, you're attacking at one point, and if you have a cohesive strategy, you may be able to take down a stronger team. But even in their results for Hardpoint, they've had games that were 250 to 59 and 250 to 42. Like, that is utter dominance when we're talking about Hardpoint. It's embarrassing. If that happened to you in a game of Call of Duty, those are the games you have that you're just like, enough of today.
Well, Ottawa Black today has a game where the opponent scored 1 point. 1 point.
Like, it's across
the map, it was 250-1 and then 6-0, 3-0. So, like, literally the team scored one singular point across three games.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I will say, Andrew, they haven't necessarily played some of the top teams. I mean, they have not gone on and played like the Illini or Alabama or anybody like that. So based off what you've seen, do you think that these two teams are as good as what they said, or are they just victims or, you know, beneficiaries of playing some weaker teams?
From what I've been looking at and from what I've been seeing, the captain themselves of Ottawa Gold, Chris Rattle. He is the captain, and he actually isn't outperforming any of his co-stars. So one thing that I do see is his supporting cast there on Ottawa Gold has been making a killing. So I think that, you know, if the captain can step up his game, they do only have a 4-man squad, so they don't have any interchangeable players there. I do see that if the captain does step up, they can keep on this hot streak and, you know, possibly make it up to 12-0 here in this next match coming up.
Well, listen, I think they look real, real good. I'm excited to see them. But moving on to a few of the other teams that we do have here on the power rankings that I'm excited to see that I've watched myself that missed it was Arizona. Arizona is also undefeated, but they've missed this list. But another team on here is Ohio State Scarlet. I got a chance to watch Ohio State Scarlet. They're ranked 14th right now. They looked real good. They looked real good, real, real solid. But the last team that I want to talk about here is Uni Gold. Uni Gold at number 12, I expect them to fall down the rankings a little bit because right before we went on air last night, they were able to, or excuse me, they fell to the wayside, if you will, playing against, I believe it was Concord, Wisconsin. So they will probably be dropping in the rankings a little bit. I want to go to Jacob right quick. Jacob, you look at these power rankings. Are there any schools on here that you go, huh, that's cool. Happy to see them doing well in COD.
Well, honestly, it kind of is Ottawa. Like, I pulled up the power rankings. I was like, what do you mean that the same university is spot number one and number two? And they're not from America. But for schools that aren't Ottawa, I am glad to see Alabama Crimson doing well. I like to see Bama win. And so I think that Bama will, I think they will stay a consistent force throughout this entire season. So
absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot coming from College COD. Remember, guys, this is a short split. So remember, we got that unique, you know, build up where we'll have a few weeks of round robin, and then everybody will get split into two groups where the top group will be the teams that have won. Mm-hmm. The bottom group will be the teams that have not performed as well. And we will seed playoffs from there, regional playoffs from there. So I'm excited to see how that works out because a lot of these teams will be in that top bracket. But I'm interested to see how that bottom bracket goes because maybe somebody can rise to the occasion. Andrew, we want to thank you for coming in and talking some College COD with us. We will have you back, as always, as our point person on Call of Duty. And we anticipate that the playoffs and the second split will be incredible. So thank you so much. We'll have more coming up on this Checkpoint on Camp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.